plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. How are you? It has been a glorious week, and it's a short week. Tomorrow is the day that we give thanks for all kinds of wonderful things in our lives, and for those of us that do eat meat, we have lots and lots of turkey.
Yum, 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 yum.
Exactly.
And for us that don't, we have bread.
And potatoes.
We have tofuki.
So welcome to the Citispell Show. I've got the beautiful and vivacious Teresa.
You forgot titillating.
I forgot what?
Titillating.
Oh, and the titillating tea. And the adorable and sweet and what else?
Angel face.
And I am Lisa, and we are so excited that you're here with us today. It's just been, the week has been beautiful. Mm-hmm. The weather has been, I hate saying this because I feel guilty, but right now I'm kind of digging global warming because it's so beautiful. But I know that we're going to get nailed later, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah, by Saturday we'll have 14 inches of snow.
Hey, shut up.
It is supposed to snow. Soup's cold.
You shut up too.
Okay.
Everybody shut up.
Oh.
And she's covering Bear's ears. So, Ash.
Yes.
How was your week?
Oh my God, it was so good. Let me tell you, and you all are going to groan at this, and I don't care if you do, but the last Twilight movie was amazing, and I am so sad it's over, and I will say the acting was awful. But it
did Kristen Stewart or Kirsten or whatever.
She made the same face for every, yes,
yeah,
that's
she
what you're
doesn't
wondering.
Change.
No, she doesn't. But that's okay because the movie was actually really good. And I stood in line with a lot of teeny boppers who were screaming and clapping at the worst parts ever.
They clapped at the movie?
Yeah, they were clapping. And
at the
yes. Well, I mean, their shirts off and things like that, but also characters die and things like that. And then yesterday I saw Lincoln, which was good, but do not go late at night because it is a very long movie and some of the speeches are very long with big words. And
didn't he kill vampires and zombies?
No,
this
is not. No, what? This is the good one.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, no.
He also killed zombies. There's another movie where he killed zombies. I saw that one and it sucked royally.
I actually have the vampire one at my house right now.
This one was all about
like the true historical.
Yeah, and
Lincoln.
It was really good, just long. But seriously, you should see it because it portrays Lincoln like so awesome, and there's so much information you're not even taught in schools.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool. So, oh, it's so true.
Josh said, it's funny that Lincoln is doing well in theaters. Traditionally, that is not true for Lincoln. Oh, too soon.
I was like, what? I cried at the end because even though I knew he was going to die, it was still, I bonded with Lincoln in the movie.
Oh, you're weird.
I know. It was so sad.
It's like watching the Titanic, though. I bawled.
Yes,
I knew.
You know.
It's like the huge spoiler. You already know he's going to get it in the end.
Yeah.
But you forget about it in the movie and you're like rooting him on because you want, you know, the amendment. It's like, oh, God. So that was my week. Movies. movies. Yeah, it was good.
Let's see, what did I do? Because I know Teresa's got a lot of funny stories. Yeah. What did I do? I agreed to buy my little cottage.
Woo! Yay! Spiders and all.
Spiders and all. Well, it's, you know, it's a cute little house on an acre, and it's backed up to a forest, and I gave Ash the whole tour of, this is what I'm going to do with this, and this is what I'm going to do with this, and yeah, so I am a homeowner. Yay me.
Have you had it inspected yet?
Mm-hmm. Everything is done.
Really?
Yeah, it's all good and done, and I own my little cottage.
Yay!
What else? Meetings. Oh God, I had so many meetings. Meetings up the wazoo. I moved into my new office today. It is absolutely stunning.
Ooh. You had a date night with me.
I did. I had a date night with Ash last on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did all kinds of exciting things. We drove around town. We went to the Mounds Theater, which, by the way, huge opportunity there. We are going to start doing all of their events there now.
Woo! It's going to be so fun. I can't even wait.
We're going to do all their events. We're going to do fun stuff like...
She's been really pumped for this one idea, just so you know.
Think Magic Mike.
See?
So I plan to do a little research and watch the movie.
Yeah, and she needs to audition.
Strippers.
We're going to audition. Chi, if you want to be a part of that, I'm sure you'd enjoy it.
You bet your sweet Bippy. I will have my ones ready.
But we're going to do other events, not just
stuff like that. But we're going to do all kinds of events there that are, it's going to be all good. It's going to raise money for the theater and for the children's charity that goes on there. We are going to do monthly psychic fairs. And she actually talked to me today and said, hey, would you consider calling the monthly psychic fairs the Cityspell Psychic Fair? So what do you think? You want to host a psychic fair?
I don't see why not. Is there going to be more than just psychics or what?
No, it's going to be like a whole expo.
New agey, fun, awesome.
Well, I'm sure we could. I'm sure B. Mary would be very happy.
Yeah.
It's because I've been to the psychic fairs that they had before, and they were a huge turnout. Mm-hmm. And now with us behind it, holy crap.
It's going to be so much fun.
It is. It's going to be like a mecca of spirituality at the Mounds Theater. So that is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be running all the events there, all of them. It's going to be fun. What else? I don't even know. I've had kind of an uneventful week. I've been in so many meetings and I've been testing. I've barely got a brain left because I've been doing all this testing for work, like mutual funds and annuities and all these other words that I can't even remember anymore because my brain is fried.
Do you know what is great, though? I just watched on Dr. Oz. Sorry to plug that. But Deepak Chopra was on and he said that you should be learning something new every day and then you will ward off Alzheimer's and it creates new synapses and everything in your brain. So it's really good.
All right. Well, then I'm never going to get...
Okay, then what explains my memory loss? Because I'm learning stuff every day, but my brain shuts down and I sit there and I go,
You're an insomniac and you don't sleep. Yes, so
okay. I'll give you that.
Speaking of sleep. Okay, so... Yesterday, I was at work all day, and then I went to a 5.5-hour meeting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a great meeting. It was a combination of PLTV and some other things that were going on, some Superman stuff. And so I get home about 11:30, maybe a quarter after, doesn't matter. And Princess Squeaky Bear was so mad at me for being gone all day and all night. First of all, she wouldn't even leave my side. I couldn't even shut the bathroom door when I went to pee because she's like, oh, no, you're mm-hmm. staying right by me. And then she got me back. I've had like zero sleep because of that damn cat.
No.
She was running around like a freaking ninja all night long. She would like race and then jump. And at 4:00 in the morning, I swear to God, I'm like, Bear, quit breaking the house. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to get wood blinds because she's killing me. So literally back and forth, up and down, and it was crazy all night long. So I have to, my little Princess Squeaky Bear needs a little more attention, I think, because I'm not usually gone that long.
I went to your house, you know, mm-hmm. to drop off something, and she greeted me so happily, and then she followed me around wherever, and I was like, she kept rubbing on my legs, and I'm like, can you just, oh, God, leave me alone, and she's like, meow, meow. That's the worst cat impression, I understand, but you understand.
Now you know what I go through with Loki, my dog.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And so, all I have to do is leave the room for 15 minutes, and he does that.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it for me. I mean, I've got a pretty big event happening on Wednesday, but I'll tell you about, or next week, but I'll tell you about that after the show the following week. So, I don't know, T, I think you're the one that's got all the fun stuff because I lead a pretty boring
good
life.
Good Lord. I am going to try and keep this as PG as humanly possible.
I've been waiting for the story.
Oh, my Lord. You know that I am, like, probably one of the most open-minded people in the world, right?
Definitely.
And nothing really shocks me, but... Oh, my God.
Okay, first of all, for something to shock T, has to be epic.
This is... okay. So, we have this certain elderly gentleman. He's old enough to be my father. So, he must be in his 70s, somewhere in there. And he has taken this quite interesting fascination with us. Okay? So... every day he's dropping stuff off to Shelly to, here, check this out, check this out, check. Oh, have you checked this out yet? All right.
What kind of stuff is he dropping off?
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
first, he was trying to get, he sent an email to us, and he wanted to share his book that he wrote, and basically it's about improving your self-image through nudity. Okay. Getting closer to God, being nude. Okay. He is a nudist freak. Okay? He's also a minister. And he made sure to tell us that he became a reverend so that he could do weddings in the nude.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so this was like, okay, I'm cool with that. No problem. But then he started getting a little bit freakier. And thank God that his attention diverted from me to Shelley. Although I am very sympathetic to Shelley right now because of this guy. And he's bringing in all these materials, these books and everything. So one day he brings in this book, and I don't know if anybody else knows this because I didn't, and I'm like this Dr. Seuss freak. I love Dr. Seuss. Apparently, Dr. Seuss wrote an adult book.
He did?
What?
Yes. It is called The Seven Lady Godivas, The True Facts Concerning History's Barest Family. Now,
wait, is this true?
This is true. I'm looking at the ad on Amazon right now. The okay. book itself, we were all reading this book, and it's like, all righty then. There are seven women. There are seven of us at Be Merry. Okay?
Oh.
Oh, gee. Oh, no.
The father is dressed... In his night gear or whatever, you know, the metal, and you've got his seven naked daughters standing, and everywhere in this book, it's seven naked women and peeping toms.
Oh, God.
All right. And then, you know, if that's not bad enough, you know, I was like, oh, well, that's an interesting book, but he dedicated it to Shelley.
Oh, Shelley.
All right. yeah, that's so it's just progressing. So then the next thing he gave us, or Shelley, was some DVDs.
Oh boy.
A couple of DVDs. Yeah. And he's getting a little bit more aggressive with his, well, have you watched these yet? Have you watched these yet? And he's getting really crazy about it. And I'm like, freak, freak, freak. My freak flag has been flying since the day I met the man. And so then after this weekend was Shelly's birthday. So we had an overnight party at Be Merry, and we stayed overnight there. And we thought, okay, we're all going to watch these videos together. We're just going to watch this video together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
All right. Here's where I have to try and keep it PG.
Oh, boy.
This video is by a fairly famous woman who I can't for the life of me remember her name because I'm in such shock. who does, let's see, she teaches the art for women of self-love.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we've got that out there, right? So using your imaginations, la, la, la. She is basically teaching that on camera.
Oh,
with seven or eight other women all in a circle, naked as can be, with toys.
That is not appropriate, sir.
That's just porn.
Now, you know, it's very informative. You know, if you're open-minded, it's informative, right? But not when a 75-year-old pervert gives it to you and has it in his head that he wants us seven goddesses and Lady Godivas to prance around naked all the time. He wants to start a program at Be Merry that includes nudity. And we're like, no.
If you
we are watching this and our eyes are bugging out and it's like, oh my God. And then it's just shocking that he would give that to us. So then after he had given the movie to her alone, just the movie, then he gave her some pamphlets of some stuff that he himself makes.
Oh God, what is, okay. Oh boy.
And they're carved out of wood. And in the pamphlets, one item was called a plow stick.
Ew.
A plow.
Uh-huh. And you
wouldn't you get splinters? Just saying.
No, I've seen a picture of his work and it's pretty smoothed out. If you know what I mean. He must have buffed for hours.
Oh,
it's probably smoother than a baby's butt. But there's different types for different purposes. And the one, I mean, he's getting very explicit as to what you're supposed to do with these. And there's one where you use to deflower yourself. And it's like, oh my God.
Why would he think for a second that Be Merry would want to have anything to do with that?
Because he's a freak of, I don't know. Because we're open-minded women and we're all into the goddesses and all that. And you know, my big painting I have downstairs and it's, you know, it's a naked goddess painting and there's a floral hoo-ha. And he's like, he saw that, and I think he thinks we're going to be his seven little Lady Godivas. And it's like, no.
Dream on, baby. Oh, my God. So no. Is he banned yet?
Not yet. He hasn't
come to other events
today. He didn't show up today. Usually he comes, because we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays for walk-ins, and usually he comes in every Tuesday and every Thursday and sits and chats with Shelly. And then immediately when he leaves and he gets home, then he sends her an email Oh, did you look at what I was talking about? Did you think about? And it's like, all right.
He sounds really skinny.
Yeah, I think we are pretty well aware of our bodies, and if I need a class or something in order to get past any discomfort or shame in my body, I'm sure as heck not coming to you, sir.
Oh, no.
This is not going to be a nudist colony, because I know he worked at a nudist colony for as security, go figure, and a minister. And I'm like, oh, no, this is so weird.
Josh just had a really good question. Josh, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't have my mic on. I was just making really bad puns, like, how would you pay? Would it come out the back end? or like when Teresa was making the crack about, you know, the woman and the teaching self-pleasure, I said, well, would you say she's taking her job into her own hands?
Yes, she was.
I'm just making bad puns, that's all. I'm not asking legit questions.
Well, trust me. And the other thing in that video, it was kind of funny, is they were showing each other's flower, let's put it that way. And because everybody thinks that each one is so, mine looks so weird, I must be a freak, and da 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 da. So she was having everyone show theirs and go, oh no. And she's sitting here moving these ladies' lady bits into decorative little, and I'm going, oh God, interior decorating gone over the edge. I have never, you know, and it's not, it wouldn't have shocked me had it been an actual porn, but this wasn't an instructional feel good about yourself and have a good time for a couple hours on your own, I guess. And I wasn't prepared for that. It was like interior decorating. Okay. So yeah, that was fun. And then, you know, I can't sleep, so they're all downstairs sleeping, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm upstairs and I'm sitting on the computer, you know, watching YouTube stuff. All of a sudden I hear the door rattle. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking, oh, somebody's out there messing with us. So I ignored it. I didn't even go bother looking. Then Angelina had come out. We were talking, and then she went back downstairs, and I went outside to have a cigarette. And I look to my left, and here's a squad car, and two cops are coming towards me. It's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they're going, can you tell me what's going on here? And I'm like, oh, wow. I go, well, we're having private birthday party and a sleepover down in the basement. And they were like, they're all worried about it because they had seen the light on upstairs and there was like six cars in the parking lot and they're not used to seeing that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm lighting my cigarette and he's asking me, you know, who's the owner and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling him, and he goes, well, can I see your ID? And I go, sure. And I brought him in for, remember, they're sleeping in the basement. All this is going on. But Angelina had heard, and she comes rushing up because she thought, oh my God, Teresa went outside and got mugged or something. And so I give him my ID, you know, and he's taking it all down. And then it was fun. And, you know, and he also said that when they noticed that they went around the entire building and were checking doors, and there was a door that was not locked. Someone who was supposed to lock that door didn't do it. A certain son. And, so that's why they got really concerned. And then they had gone into the building and one of the offices was open, and that office leads towards the basement, and they could hear snoring. So they thought, oh, there's some bum coming in there to sleep or whatever. So they got all my information, and I got his card and all this. He says, you know, next time you guys have a sleepover or something, just call this number and let us know. So we'll keep an eye on your cars, but we won't get all suspicious about it. So then Angelina finds the keys, and we went down and we locked the door. And they were coming back, and they were going, you know, we really didn't realize there was a basement in here. He goes, can we go down and see? And I'm like, all righty, 5 a.m. tour of the building. All righty then. I says, I'll take you down, but you got to turn your radios off. I said, you can't go down there with your radios on. You'll wake up people. So while they're all sleeping, I had two police officers, one who is really cute, and we walked down, and I says, this is our sanctuary, and they're sleeping in there, and he's poking his head in to check for bodies, you know. And then I took him into the area where we do the drum circles, and I go, we have this really cool labyrinth, and I go in, and I took him down further. I go, this is where I do my healing, and I'm opening the doors and showing my healing rooms, and they're going, oh, this is really cool. And then taking him back, I was selling this business like nobody. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was an exciting time.
It sounds to me like you had quite the little adventure there, T.
Yeah, we got freakazoids and cops.
A typical Friday night, yeah. Or a typical Saturday night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything's more merry at Be Merry.
Of course.
Yes. And then I was over there today because it's – or yesterday, and we were – over at the salon next to us, it's salon 12, and they had us come in and just have a couple chairs there, and we were doing, you know, little mini healings on their customers because they were really busy before Thanksgiving. So we were doing free mini healings on people. We did
cool.
7 or 8 people. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, that sounds like a nice day.
Yeah, but I'm still traumatized.
I don't blame you. I can't believe that skeevy old dude wants to do that at Be Merry of all places and think that you guys would be on board with it.
Yeah. It's like, and he has this look about him that, you know, I'm ready to look, actually pay the $25 online to check out his criminal record. You know, the look and the feeling I get off of him is like, Well, the first time I had done a healing on him, you know, I was on my knees, unfortunately, and I was grounding his feet because he has to sit in a chair. Mm-hmm. And I had my hands on his feet grounding him, and he put his hand on the back of my head.
Oh, God.
And right there, my freak flag flew, and I went, get your hand off of my head.
Oh, I would have tweaked out on him. Seriously, that is boundaries.
Well, the boundary and the reason why he went to Shelley was that we had done another hour healing on him, but we did it together because I had been freaked out by the hand behind my head. So I said, I'm not going to work on him alone. I want somebody with me. And so she was down on the floor with his feet, working on his feet and stuff. And his response to her was, I can't believe with the feminism of today that you would actually be on your knees by my feet and taking care of me like that. And we're like, it's not what you think it is, sweetheart. No.
And I would ban him instantly. After those two incidences, ban.
Yeah. Well, we have to be in a professional mode, and Shelly is working. I mean, the last week when he came in, She did not greet him like she normally does. I mean, we hug people like crazy. She sat behind the desk and she just looked at him, didn't hug him or nothing, and pretty much told him that we were not interested in the information. So he didn't come back over yesterday. So I'm waiting to see if he should be coming. I wrote a scathing, not scathing because I kept it professional, email to him after seeing the video. And I'd shown everybody before I sent it, and they were going, up on that. Because I basically told them, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, open-mindedness and voyeurism, and you flopped over to voyeurism a long time ago, buddy. Mm-hmm. Why don't you start a group like that at your retirement apartment? I'm sure they got a community room.
Oh, you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so I'm like skeeved out by this guy. Okay. Touch me once and one more time and professionalism will go out of the window.
And he'll end up with a broken neck or something.
No, he won't have a broken neck, but he'll have a burning ear.
All right, well, with that, we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
I can be a freak. 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 I can be a freak every day of every week.
This is something that I love. Listen, I'm about to teach. Every single girl should embrace that inner freaky freak. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Yes, you gotta let it breathe. I can give instructions if you like to hear me speak. Let me see those handcuffs off. Let me see that leather gear. Kiss my pimple is here. Make him your chin here. He wanna see you get down low. He wanna hear you, here you go.
I can be a freak every day of every week.
However you want it.
However you want it.
every week.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show with Teresa Ashley and me, Lisa Lee. Let's see, what else is going on? We are in a Mercury in retrograde still, which is...
Till the 28th.
Till the 28th. Can't do any spells because they will likely go awry. I can tell you right now for me, my office today was all wonky. I mean, computers were not working again. Fax machine? No. Printers? Wonky. Everything that could go wrong. I mean, everything that could go wrong today. Kim would look at me and she's like, what the heck is going on? And I'm like, we're in a retrograde. And she just looks at me like, huh? Like, I'll explain another time.
Well, and then we had a full solar eclipse too.
Oh, that's right. That was in...
Yeah, but you could only see it in Australia.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That had to have been played a lot in the wonkiness. It had to have, because we also had a solar flare thing too.
Oh yeah, you and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, the thing I'm looking at right now, it's this solar tsunami caught on NASA camera. The sun unleashes a massive flares of plasma. So we are getting bombarded with stuff that is going to screw up your computers and your electronics and all that good stuff, along with the retrograde. And oh yeah,
we were on with tech support today for an hour and a half and it's still not resolved.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be for a few days.
Yeah, so what happens with solar flares? What all does that affect? That could take out the grid, couldn't it?
Yeah. It could ultimately take
satellites and all that.
Yep. It did take out one satellite, I think I read that it had taken out one satellite. Not one of ours, I don't think, but they are known to disrupt radio and satellite transmissions. They can also mess with power grids. According to space.com, recent solar activity on November 13th and 14th sparked a geomagnetic storm that supercharged the Earth's auroras, or, you know, the northern lights, creating spectacular northern light displays for observers at high altitudes. Wow. And I guess the sun is currently in the middle of its 11-year solar weather cycle called solar cycle 24 that is expected to peak in 2013. So we're all gonna get cooked.
Oh, great. Oh, really? Ooh.
Oh, yummy. So it's not surprising whatsoever, you know, that phones and everything are going crazy.
Yep. I read somewhere, and you know, we're all paranormal investigators as well, but that high solar activity puts in enough energy where it's a lot easier for the spirits and ghosts and everything to manifest themselves until, like, they pull the energy. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah. My house has been a busy little hub. Me and, because Vince works at night, so I'm home alone with my two little dogs, and I sit in my room and I watch my Netflix on the computer, and all I hear all night is them having a party in the kitchen. Oh. Yeah. I can hear people walking all over my house. Yesterday, Vince was leaving for work, and he walked through the kitchen, and my boombox turned on by itself. Time has been wonky for me. Friday when I went to be Mary, I was driving along and it almost felt like I went, and I have seen a psychiatrist in the past, so we'll just put that there. It literally felt like I went through a time portal wormhole.
Oh, wow.
The time just went really weird. And then I was getting close.
At work, that last hour lasts like four, I swear to God.
No, I mean, it could be 6 o'clock at night, and to me it feels like 3 a.m.
Ooh.
It's weird. And the other thing, speaking of spirit stuff, as I'm getting down towards my turnoff to go to Be Merry, I look up into the sky, and you know in Harry Potter, when all the soul eaters or whatever the heck they're called are flying through the sky?
I've never actually seen it.
Well, it's all these black things that fly, but you'll have to watch. I swear to you, on a stack of Bibles, Qurans, you name the book, I will swear to you on it that I saw them.
Wow.
Flying in the sky towards the north. And I'm like, whoa, boy.
Okay, I got to tell you, if I heard that coming from anybody else but you, I would think they were a wackadoo. But I actually...
You know, I admit to being a wackadoo, but, you know... yeah, that's not something I normally, you know, see. I've seen shadow people and all that stuff, and I haven't been on, and I will say this now, I do not take illegal drugs or mind-altering drugs. I don't smoke anything that would make me hallucinate, unless there was something in the Dr. Pepper I bought at Casey's, or... you know, the tobacco company put something in the new pack of cigarettes I opened. Yeah. That, I swear to you, that's what I saw. And it was like, oh, well, that's interesting. And then, you know, they're bouncing around at Be Merry, too, because we were sitting down there, and I was downstairs, and I was trying to sleep, and I was down there for 2 hours tossing and turning, and I heard a little girl crying. Mm. And I'm going, oh. Oh yeah, they're really busy. But the time thing is just really flipping me out, because I'll have moments where it's like I'm there, and then it's like 5 minutes later, and I don't remember the time in between.
Hmm.
Well, and I have, like I said, I've seen a psychiatrist. I do not have dissociative disorders. I'm not a multiple. So I don't know. This year, the fallback time wise, that it is just really wonky for me this year. So it could be all the sun flares or whatever, but it's getting weirder, and the veil is getting thinner.
Do you think, you know, because we're coming up on the 21st, even though technically the December 21st was supposed to happen, 7 years ago, as far as the Mayan calendar, if you take out daylight savings time and something else, but do you think anything has to do with, see, here's my thought. As far as December 21st and the Mayan calendar and the end of the world and all that, I think because so many people are actually putting that energy into the 21st, I think that's why things are going to shift or going to change. If anything's going to happen, is because everybody's putting their energy into it. What do you think?
But the crazies are going, you know, like...
the crazies are going.
Yeah. Down the hatches and making it seem like they're putting negative energy out for that.
But there's so many of the rest of us that are combating.
And here's the thing. Okay. I don't think that the world is going to end.
No.
No. There is going to be a huge shift. And whether it is shifting from the testosterone-laden war ethic going on to the more divine feminine coming in, I think that's what's more going to be coming through. But we're going to have like a span of like 7 years of absolute hell.
Oh, yay.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I think just it's going to hit really hard like in December, and then it's going to be really intense for like 7 years, because we are going to be fighting to, you know, get back on our feet.
Aren't we already doing that?
I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet.
Think that has anything to do with the whole Israel-Palestine thing that's going on?
I think that's playing that. But you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And you know, I think this is, I watched the Daniel Project, I think it is on Netflix, and it's all about the biblical prophecies about Armageddon and blah, 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 through the Hebrew point of view. And they were going through each thing, and it's like each, there's things that are going on right now that match all this. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this thing has been around, the Bible's been around for God only knows how many years. And who's to say that somebody got, some group got into their mind, okay, let, this is what the, what each one it means, and let's just stir the pot to make it happen.
Okay, I'm going to give a little bit of inside information on something. But the my old company that I worked for, I became very good friends with a four-star general that was actually in charge of the first Desert Storm, or what was it even called? And he was a big fan of Bush Sr. He was not a big fan of Bush Jr. And he said part of the reason of that was because he was a religious zealot. And he was actually trying to, and he, I'm not kidding, he was a four-star general. He was like top dude, and I can't tell you his name because...
Confidential.
But he said that he would, that Bush has and his people have actually been trying to steer the world in such a way that it will bring on Armageddon.
And trust me, Daddy's in on it too.
Oh, I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just saying he actually respected Senior. He had no respect. In fact, he went on the campaign trail big time for...
Actually, both the Dems and Republicans are doing it.
Yeah, I know. You can't trust either side.
No, no. So it just seems to me, after watching that show, that it's like, you know, somebody has, and they've been moving things in a way to try and cause the biblical, you know, so-called Armageddon.
To make the prophecies.
Yeah. It's almost like they're twisting things to become what they want. And it's like...
This is a rather controversial show.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
So, let's see. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And as pagans, I don't know about you, T, but my family, we really don't do anything differently than, say, anybody else in America. Obviously, it's only the Americans or the United States that celebrates this holiday. But so in our family, well, in our family, normally my girls go with their dad's side and I go volunteer somewhere. Although ever since moving down to the cities this spring, I actually tried to look up where I can go volunteer and every place is full. So
that's not a bad problem.
No, that's not a bad problem. That's a really, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of disappointing because that was like a highlight of my year was volunteering. But, you know, then, you know, we eat the turkey, unless you're Ashley or my other daughter, Heather, who don't eat meat. A lot, you know, a lot of people don't eat meat.
Yeah.
So they eat bread and corn.
Pie, mostly.
And tofuki.
And tofuki. Yeah, I don't think we've never tried that.
No.
But, you know, our traditions are pretty similar, at least in my family. Other pagans probably have, you know, very elaborate things, but is there anything like witchy pagan related that your family does?
Nope. To me, it's like every other day, only I get a big bird. And you know, we're kind of, we as a society, I guess, have been brought up to believe that it's this super holiday and we should be thankful for this, that, and the other thing. But the truth of the matter is we're thankful because whites came over across the thing and totally killed off Native people to steal their land. Okay, let's make a holiday of that. Yay.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds kind of ridiculous. I don't know that I just find the holiday, other than the food part, I find it really sick.
Well, and, okay, Lise, look at it like this. We also celebrate Columbus Day. Columbus,
it totally is.
Columbus was a drunk who was going the wrong direction. Why is he celebrated for finding something that wasn't lost in the first place? Yeah, I'm done.
He didn't even find it. They've got proof that the Vikings were here before he was.
And he was
evil. My people.
And he was evil, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I personally am sick and tired of, you know, I'm proud to be an American. Don't get me wrong. I am not proud of our history.
No, I'm not either.
Because it seems that we think we're the big bad wolf and we want something, we go in and take it. We kill you. We will do whatever we can to wipe you out. And then we'll make a holiday so people can get off work.
You know what? I'm going to take a stand. I am. No more. I'm not going to celebrate Thanksgiving anymore.
You never did.
I volunteered. I will still do that if I can find a place that's open. But I'm not even going to eat turkey. I'm not going to celebrate the holiday because it's a wrong and a bad holiday. So I'm taking my stand. I never did that before. I'm going to not even have a chicken pot pie. I will eat vegetables.
And you know, the same thing with Christmas. I mean, what was the true meaning of Christmas? You know, you're supposed to be with your family, enjoy your family, you know, gather together and celebrate each other. But it has become such a commercialized hoedown of Black Fridays and people getting absolutely evil to get the Best Buy, and you got to buy, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars of stuff and debt. And why? No, I've disliked Christmas since I was a kid. I would much rather spend the time with my family, enjoy it. I would rather make something for my family.
And you know what? I love how it's everybody's like, don't take Christ out of Christmas. You know what, honey? Most of your traditions came from us. I'm not going to lie. And we will go over that when we get closer to Christmas and to Yule. All of the ways that, well, it was
things a been,
holiday.
Yeah.
And it's stolen. Or yeah. Not stolen, but.
Can you imagine what life would be like if people actually were thankful every single day and grateful instead of doing it on just one day? I feel like the world would be more happy, more positive. People's lives would be fulfilled, but they don't. They think one day, I'm thankful for this. Do it every day. You'll see a change.
I agree with
you. Yeah, that's like, you know, I'll be the biggest sinner in the world, and then I'll go to confession on Sunday, and then I can start all over again.
Yeah.
You know, be a nice person all week long, all year long.
How about if we end off our show on what we're thankful for?
Perfect. Okay. T.
I am very thankful for my husband and my daughter. And I'm very thankful for my good friends that I have. And the opportunity that I have to, you know, go out there and do healings on people, even if it's free. I don't care. You know, I'm just thankful that a lot of people are starting to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Ash?
I am thankful for my dog. I am thankful for
Nina,
the opportunities that have arisen for me and the opportunities that still await me. I am thankful for Craig. I am thankful for my family and my friends and for Rosie. I am truly blessed, Mom.
I am thankful for everything that you guys all said, too. I'm completely in love and infatuated with my three daughters. I love my family. I'm thankful for my friends. And like Ashley said, all these opportunities I keep dropping in my lap left and right. I'm so blessed. And I'm thankful for my little cottage and my job. And I'm thankful for my health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thankful that I got my life back.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah.
And we're very thankful for all our listeners.
Yes. So thankful for our listeners. So on behalf of the girls of the Sit a Spell Show, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember, you are perfect in every way. And we love you dearly. And remember to always take back your light.
Thank you.
Bye.
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I'll wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.